The Promise Zone designation is given to impoverished areas in an attempt to improve economic opportunities and quality of life. USDA Secretary Tom Vilsack announced the designation for Pine Ridge.
President Obama often says that a child's zip code ought not to matter in terms of that child's ability to have opportunity to achieve the American dream by working hard and playing by the rules. But the sad reality is that in tribal areas and in rural areas of this country, zip code does matter.
In the late 1990s, President Clinton came to Pine Ridge and announced an empowerment zone with similar goals. Some local officials say that program ended short of the promises made because needed funds got tied up in red tape. Those behind the designation on Pine Ridge say this time it's different. Nick Tilson is with the Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation.
But it's not something that you're going to snap your fingers and see tomorrow. It has to be a long-term work by us here in the community in partnership with the federal government.
Tilson says the Promise Zone designation on Pine Ridge is a bottom-up approach.
So it's not so much that this initiative is going to give X amount of grants or X amount of loans. It's going to help us leverage existing grants and loan programs that are out there to collaborate together. And I have a strong belief in the work that we're doing that it's going to impact way beyond Thunder Valley. It's going to impact housing. It's going to impact infrastructure investments throughout Pine Ridge.
The Thunder Valley Community Development Corporation is the lead organization in the new Promise Zone designation. Other partners in the project include the Oglala Sioux Tribe, the Pine Ridge Chamber of Commerce, and the Lakota Fund. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Charles Michael Ray in Rapid City.